Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, you're listening to Let's Eat In on Heritage Radio Network. Today, it's a beautiful, sunny fall Monday in Brooklyn, and we're here at Roberta's Pizza, as usual, the home of Heritage Radio Network. And I'm your host, Kathy Irwin. Today, I'm joined with two lovely ladies who I'm so happy to have discovered recently, and I hope everyone gets to check out the great stuff that they're doing in many ways. And let me start by saying their names are Jean and Kate. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
And the name of their company is also Jean and Kate. And their website is jeanandkate.com. And what they do is kind of awesome. They met at a soup kitchen. Not a soup kitchen. What do you call it, Kate?
It's called God's Love We Deliver, and we provide meals to people who are homebound and are living with serious illnesses. And Jean and I met volunteering in the morning, scooping soup at 6 a.m., no makeup, hair nets, and have been friends ever since.
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
Cool.
So it's been a long time.
And they happen to be really good at cooking, so they started a supper club where the proceeds are donated to In God's Love We Trust.
God's Love We Deliver. It's a mouthful.
Whoops. And they began selling their wonderful granola and now granola cookies, which I'm eating right now at the Brooklyn Flea in Smorgasburg. So congratulations to
Thank
that
you.
Branching
Thank
out. It's really amazing, and I can't believe I just stumbled upon it and I was like, oh, awesome granola. Let me check out these girls. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's only one thing that you guys do. So
yeah,
it's really cool.
We actually started the granola as kind of a giveaway as part of our supper club.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this monthly supper club. Now it's a little bit seasonal now that we're getting more into the granola. But it was just kind of a giveaway at the end of the evening, just a thank you for coming. Thanks for being our guest. And it really took off. People really liked it. Mm-hmm. And we just started selling it first to friends and family, and then we thought, hey, let's throw our hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I actually at my office, this is not our full-time job.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm a fashion designer. Kate actually works at God's Love We Deliver. She's always worked in nonprofits. But we had a craft fair at my office about a year ago, and one of my friends in the office encouraged me to bring in our granola. They had sampled it, loved it,
nice.
And brought in maybe 30 bags. I think we sold out of them in 20 minutes.
I'm not surprised.
So I took that back to Kate and I said, Kate, I think there's a business here.
Yeah.
Let's expand upon this.
And I mean, if you didn't know anything else about it, just amazing granola, hands down. It's like one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth. So
thank you. That's so sweet.
And I actually stumbled across it at the Brooklyn Flea, and my boyfriend was like, oh my God, that's the best. And he bought like four bags.
Yes.
And then I understand that you guys actually pick the cranberries in your granola from Jean's family's bogs.
Yeah.
Like by hand.
By hand. We
like
dry harvested.
The clam diggers, like waiting.
So when we went up to Massachusetts, my family's, they've been in that area since legend says the Mayflower landed. So my dad's cousins at this point are cranberry grower owners for Ocean Spray. And they have about 150 acres of cranberry bogs.
Wow.
Up near the Cape. And we were fortunate this year to have the opportunity to go up for their dry harvest, which is before they flood the bogs, before the waders are put on. There's actually a couple weeks there where the berries are ready to be harvested. And you go in with these, we did the old fashioned with the scoops, but you go in with wooden scoops.
Whoa.
There's some pictures of on our
Mayflower style.
There's some pictures on our website
of it.
It
felt very earthy.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But before the cranberries are flooded, before the bogs are flooded, there is the dry harvest. And shortly after we left, and we collected maybe, I don't know how many pounds. I mean, they were so generous.
Huge cases.
Yeah.
they were really wonderful to us.
In these amazing old wooden boxes from the 60s. the whole process was really kind of bucolic and beautiful. But shortly after we left, they actually, their bog is the bog featured in the commercial on Ocean Spray.
With the two guys standing.
With the two guys in the bog.
Yeah.
So that was shot, well, I think, the week of October 8th. And we would love to go.
It's about to happen. Yeah.
Well, it already happened. Yeah.
Okay. So
we saw photos of it. It looked really cool.
I think both of us had dreams of us like in the waders
someday.
And I don't know, Ocean Spray, like craisins, whatever. These, your cranberries that you dry, they kick the pants off of the other ones because they're like tart.
Yeah.
And they're like really red and they're not too dry, I guess.
I think we only sweeten it with a little bit of maple syrup, which I think is...
Of course.
But I think that you really get to taste the cranberry. I feel like a lot of times you get dried cranberries and they don't taste like cranberries.
Candy. Yeah.
Which is the whole point of a cranberry candy. Is that it's tart.
It's tart. It retains the flavor.
I like it.
Definitely.
I do like it. And I also am looking at this beautiful bowl that Kate...
Jean.
No, Jean.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the wrong person. You throw this on a wheel?
Yeah. So
this is a stoneware, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brown stoneware.
It is absolutely stunning. And you sell these at the Flea, too.
Yeah, so initially when we started the supper club, the concept was that everything on the table was made by hand. The linens, the pottery.
The linens?
The food, yeah.
Did you make your shoes and clothes here?
We're soon going to be glass blowing, too.
Yeah. My boyfriend's actually mentioned that. He said, why don't we go to New Jersey and do some glass blowing? Like, I think that might be taking it a step too far.
Mayflower.
when Kate and I started, that was the concept, and I think it translates really well at our table at the Flea. A lot that we've heard from the customers that have approached us is that they love the fusion of the pottery and the granola, and they complement each other so well, and I think it complements Kate and I's skill. Kate is the chef. I'm her sous chef.
Not even close.
Comes up with the recipes. She is
at
very talented.
Clubs.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it is
fun.
Yeah,
we actually do.
We're cooking on hot plates. It's a teeny tiny kitchen. Well,
whose
no.
Whose kitchen is it? It's at a home or?
It's at my apartment in Cobble Hill.
But it's a cozy little space. And
it is a cozy space.
We try and do as much as we can beforehand, but the table is basically right next to the stove. So people see everything. So if we drop something, they'll see it.
That's there's the really, way I like to
there's
have
no way to hide it. Yeah.
To eat, you know, out with, you know, just totally transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people do you fit in this, in each dinner?
Well, we call it Jean and Kate plus 8, mm-hmm. as a little riff on John and Kate. And so we generally see 8, but we've had up to 12, mm-hmm. I think. And we've had, you know, 6 people because, you know, you might have cancellations. Mm-hmm. So I think comfortably it's 8 people, but, you know, we can definitely expand. So we've done that for, you know, friends' birthday parties. They've wanted to book it. And so we've, you know, made it work, added another table and squeezed some bodies in.
Yeah. That's
I feel like
that's
once
a
the
great,
wine
cozy
starts
size.
Flowing, people don't care.
Yeah. And everyone can have the same conversation, mm-hmm. sort of. And
definitely.
Wow, that sounds really nice. So when is your next dinner?
Probably in January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're trying to focus right now on the granola and trying to get that off the ground. I think the expansion on that is that we'll probably start working into our wholesale accounts.
Yes.
Hopefully in the new year.
Yes, you have Haven's Kitchen is selling the pottery, right?
They are selling just the pottery at this point.
Why not the granola, too?
I think they have their own granola, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think
a lot of people do, I guess.
Yeah.
From what they've said, they want to keep a lot of their food in-house. Mm-hmm. They want to source a lot of their the table items, mm-hmm. and kitchen items locally, but then they're the cooks, and
sure,
they have some really
sure.
talented chefs there. If we could ever offer our granola there, that would be great.
But
too.
How are you going to supply all this pottery? I mean, doesn't it take a long time to make? And it's just you throwing on a wheel?
It is just me, I'm able to get in there Saturday and Sundays and evenings after my day job.
And where do you create them?
Everything's made at a studio on Columbia Street, Clayworks on Columbia.
Oh, I know that. Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a block away from my apartment, so I can be there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And how did you know how to make pottery?
I had gone down to Costa Rica a couple years ago, and had met this amazing potter and became really inspired by his work, and came back home knowing that there was a studio so close to my apartment. I took a couple of classes. I took, I guess, maybe 3 semesters of classes taught by a super talented potter named Sabina Magnus of Sweet Pots Pottery. And she's also based out of that studio. And loved what I was doing there and found that people loved what I was making as well.
Yeah, I was going to say there's something a little bit like Southwestern looking about the design. Am I crazy? No. No.
Maybe that might not the, have been the influence, but
not what is the influence? I see like this. There's this raw stoneware part on the bottom, and then the glaze, and then there's something really cute here with the ridges, which I don't know how you make, and around the rim. I can't describe it, obviously, but it's really really pretty and beautiful, and I don't know. I have a lot of like Asian pottery at home, so I don't recognize. It doesn't look the same, and I can't describe why.
it's interesting that you do say Asian. I think I am pretty inspired by Japanese pottery. I love Japanese food. There's a wonderful restaurant in my neighborhood called Hibino that serves all of their food on different plates. It's so eclectic and beautiful. And I think
that's a Japanese way, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I haven't been there.
Yeah. Kate brought up the interesting point when I first started doing the dots. She said, "It looks like our logo. It's perfect." I said, "You know what? I never thought of that, but it does." So clearly,
you just like dots. You're just a dotty girl.
A dotty girl.
That's funny. No, it's really beautiful, and I'm so glad that that somebody's making pottery. I mean, how cool is that? It goes hand in hand with food. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
And they're very popular at our supper clubs. Everybody's like, when can I get this?
Do you do like special order custom?
Yeah, I have done a few custom orders with Haven's Kitchen now. I'm sort of devoted to them, kind of dividing between our product at the Flea and stocking their shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to be cognizant of that when people approach us about custom orders. But I'm excited to expand it as much as I can at this point. And I've told Kate, like, can you come in the studio and start helping?
I don't know.
How
if you
is
want
that going, Kate?
I am more than happy to do it. I just don't know if she'd want the results.
Yeah, it seems like pottery is just like a really fun. It looks like a fun thing to do. And of course, I'm saying that because of that sexy scene in Ghost.
Of course, obviously.
But I'm sure it's a lot harder than that. So kudos. This is really nice. So you guys have supper clubs, you have granola, pottery, and now granola cookies, which are delightful. What's going to be the next? You're going to sew some pantyhose?
I know, right? Well, I think, as Jean was saying, I think our next big thing is moving into trying to do wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
We really want, I think the holiday season, especially for the markets right now, is going to be pretty crazy for us.
Oh,
we're pretty booked in. So I think we're hoping for 2013 to be, exactly, to kind of be our year to move into stores and trying to start something
in
bulk.
I can't wait for that because I really can't wait to get my hands on your granola more often.
Good. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, and you have 2 flavors so far, right? One with the cranberries from the bog.
Well, we had a, the original is the one with the cranberries from the bog, but then we also had a summer blend, which kind of came out late summer, so we only kind of had a month and a half of it. But now we're also selling our autumn blend, which has pumpkin seeds, dried apples, which we actually picked in North Salem. We went up for a day and picked them, and we've been
drying them
furiously. Our lives are basically devoted to are dehydrators.
And there's pecans in the classic blend,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah. They're actually in both.
Oh my God. That's the best one.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be in every single blend because I just love them.
Yeah,
definitely check out these ladies at Smorgasburg and the Brooklyn Flea and the Holiday Flea and all these markets coming up soon. We're just going to have a quick little musical interlude and be right back chatting more with Jean and Kate.
Thanks.
Jack Inslee on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons. Edwards Suriano hams are aged to perfection for no less than 400 days and hickory smoked to achieve a deep mahogany color. The Edwards name is well known for its world-class aged and cured meats. Their exclusive curing and aging recipe produces a unique flavor profile that enhances the quality characteristics of Berkshire pork. Optimum amounts of pure white fat marbling contribute to a flavor that's a delicate, perfect balance between sweet and salty. For more information, visit www.surreyfarms.com.
All right, we're back on Let's Eat In. Today's guests are Jean and Kate, and they just established their company in 2011, so not too long ago. And tell me what it's like starting your retail business at the Flea.
It's been wonderful. We actually started our first actual flea market was Artisan Fleas,
yeah,
in Williamsburg, and it wasn't necessarily the best fit for us just because I don't think it was as food based as we wanted. But they could not have been more welcoming,
yeah,
and so easy to work with, especially for newbies like us. Mm-hmm. They could not have been nicer
and so complimentary, yeah, of the way that we had curated everything and.
Yeah,
but I think we wanted something, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I think we wanted something more like more food based.
Yeah.
So, and we had heard great. Obviously, we knew about the Flea and heard great things about how they are to work with. And we submitted our granola and our pottery, and they said yes, thankfully. And they mm-hmm. they've been so nice and just very easygoing, but at the same time organized, which I think is a balance that not many people have.
Yeah. And I don't have that.
I think they've been great, and it's been so fun and inspiring to meet the other vendors because
yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's great because I think
great networking.
We were next to Butter Plus Love, who you've probably seen in the Green Grape. Mm. She makes, you know, just delicious shortbread cookies and right. things like that. And it was great. Like yesterday, I said to her, oh, you know, where did you get that awesome pull cart? You know, we really need one of those.
Oh, cool.
And it's just, it's very helpful and just inspiring to meet all these people.
Too. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
The first time we were at the Flea, and for me, and I can probably speak for Kate as well, selling at the Brooklyn Flea was on my bucket list. It's like, all right, this is amazing. It's such an opportunity. And the first time we were there, we were positioned between McClure's Pickles and Rucola, the restaurant in Boreham Hill. And I'm looking at us and I'm like, these are two incredibly established businesses, two people that, you know, we take so much inspiration from. I took a pickle making class from at the Brooklyn Kitchen from McClure's, like way back when the Brooklyn Kitchen was not in their new space. So it was pretty cool to be sandwiched between people that we admire and kind of bring ourselves to that level.
Yeah.
Of, like, we're doing this and this is something, this is possible.
That's great.
I think that's something that living in Brooklyn kind of gives you that encouragement.
And yeah.
Everyone's, a lot of people in our community are doing similar things with food, and it's kind of cool to be a part of it now.
It's an exciting time, and I'm so excited to see all the new artisanal food businesses continuing to crop up,
yeah,
like yours, and really bringing variety and a different spin on just about anything,
yeah,
you can see. So,
and it makes you feel like you can do this. I think, you know, when we first started, we kind of thought, oh, you know, other people sell things. You know, we can't start our own business. And doing the Brooklyn Flea, when you get to meet other people, you find out that they've started the same way you did. You know, mm-hmm, they started, yeah, cooking things out of their kitchen and sending it to friends and family. And they've slowly grown. So I hope the same thing is true for us.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's cool that you guys are both there. I mean, it must be such a time commitment to, first of all, make the granola, work at your regular jobs, throw pottery,
yes,
throw suppers. I don't know how you do it. So.
I was laughing the other day with my boyfriend, Matt. He looked at me and he said, "You look so tired." And I said, "Get used to this face. This
well,
is what
you
I'm
guys are
be
eating
like
granola all the time, so you must have tons of energy."
And then the sugar crash.
And then the sugar crash. Actually, it's not too sweet, though. That's what I like about it. But anyway.
I think being so busy is actually, in a funny way, very energizing.
Mm-hmm.
And to devote something to ourselves and, mm-hmm, something that we love to build this community around us, I think is,
and I think when
keeps
we,
us going.
Right. And I think when we do get tired, something really exciting happens to keep us going. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'd be very tired. And then, you know, Haven's Kitchen was like, "We want to sell your pottery." So it kind of pushes you to go forward,
totally,
and to keep going.
That's great. Nice. Yeah. Well, I think you're off to a great start, if
thank
I may
you
say so myself. And now for the real question. What, in your opinions, is the ultimate date meal?
Definitely not anything with marinara.
Really?
Because I just feel like that could be very messy. I wouldn't do anything with poppy seeds.
That's good.
But I always think pasta. I always think it's,
yes, yeah,
I don't know.
There's,
I think I always think of the
cozy
Lady and the Tramp, kind of,
mm-hmm.
You know, but maybe with, like, you know,
but that was marinara.
But I think maybe something like Alfredo or
okay.
But I do. I always think of pasta
because it gets in the creases of your mouth and it's all like crusty,
yeah,
tomato.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's gross.
It goes down your shirt. It's, yeah.
I'm gonna have to say sushi.
Really?
You pop, yeah, it in your mouth. It's easy, mm, not messy.
No. Except for the soy sauce splashes. No. Okay, cool. Is this something that you would attempt to make at home? Sushi or...
Yeah, actually, yeah? I make it quite a bit at home. How authentic it is, I
right
can't really...
You're probably one of like 0.02% of people who would say yes to that question, by the way. And I'm really glad I asked it because I had a feeling you would say yes.
I always try something once. You know?
I picked up Nancy Singleton
Hatsisu. I had her on last week.
Yeah, I saw that. I picked up her book and actually
it's
went to
amazing
her book signing at,
oh, great,
the Brooklyn,
cool,
Kitchen. And I love how approachable she makes Japanese,
right,
food.
That's true.
And just to speak to the whole farm food, I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. So just like fresh, you know, warm rice, a fresh slab of fish, and that's it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It really comes down,
simple,
to that. As you know, that's sushi for you.
Yeah.
What's it called when it's in a bowl like that? I can't remember. The chirab.
I don't know.
Forget it. All right. So, so where can we see the pottery? Okay, Haven's Kitchen now.
Haven's Kitchen now.
And the Brooklyn... Oh, wait, both of them. The Brooklyn Fleet and Smorgasburg.
Yeah, at both. We sold out of pottery yesterday at Smorgasburg, which was pretty cool. Wow. And we've been approached by a couple people at the markets, people opening restaurants, maybe wanting us to do some of the pottery for their serving dishes, which I think would be a really, really cool project to work mm-hmm. on.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I need to figure out the lead time and figure out my capacity.
When you're gonna throw them, because it takes a while to dry and bake and whatever.
The drying process is pretty slow, and I run each piece through two kilns. There's the bisque kiln, which just vitrifies the piece, and then I glaze it. So turnaround is not super quick.
I feel so honored to have a piece of this handmade pottery, and I'm sure everyone would
get
their hands on it. And what do you have any like winter flavors or any flavors you're like kind of playing around with for the granola?
Right now we're just kind of testing things out for winter. We haven't fully put it out, but I think it's going to have some dark dried cherries in it, and maybe a little vanilla, pecans, because I just love them. and I was also thinking of maybe just little bits of dark chocolate.
Ooh.
You know, to make it
cherry
a little bit more
cordial.
Make it a little bit more decadent. So, but we're still testing things out, so...
But
hopefully,
like
we'll have it. We'll have it for January.
And are you going to go somewhere and pick the cherries off the tree?
Probably not then.
Not this time.
Sure, when cherry harvest is.
But it was funny because we use a lot of maple syrup for all of our blends. And so my cousin who lives up in Lake Placid said, well, you should come up in April. That's when they do the sugaring.
Nice.
So who knows? Maybe we'll start tapping trees.
Yeah, where have you gotten the maple syrup like before?
Right now, I mean, we just we buy it in bulk. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were saying the other day we saw at the Brooklyn Flea there was somebody selling...
Oh, their own maple syrup.
Maple syrup. So, you know, we would love to work with, you know, more and more vendors.
Yeah. And even with the chocolate, local. Trying to find maybe a local chocolate supplier. And
Nass Brothers, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
There's definitely chocolate in this town, too, to be found.
There's a lot of chocolate and a lot of coffee.
Hey, what about the oats?
I know, right?
We can mill our own oats somewhere. I wouldn't be surprised if
we'll
somehow...
Get there.
And soon butter? No, sugar.
We'll start churning our own butter.
Is there sugar or agave syrup or nectar or whatever?
No butter, but there is maple syrup and brown sugar.
Okay. So is there like oil in it or?
Olive oil.
Olive oil?
Yep.
That's like early birds too.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Because I saw the same thing. It gives it a nice like rich flavor. Because I think sometimes some people use butter and I think it's a little too greasy for me.
Right. Yeah. I'm a granola picky eater, and every time I make it I can't even make it good enough for myself. I mean, I eat it, but you know, I think that there are a few I really like what's it called, the bread, Hot Bread Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They
oh,
have
I've
a really
had
good granola. Yeah. it's less greasy.
Mm-hmm.
And less sweet too. And I really like bread alone's granola, although it's a little sweeter.
I haven't had their granola yet. Their bread's delicious.
Yeah, their bread's
that I've had.
Yeah, but I like that everyone has different flavors and you can mm-hmm. just pick it out. And
it's so easy to play with too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just fun to test things out because, you know, even if it doesn't turn out the way you wanted it to, it's still going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be tasty.
So definitely a good holiday gift, because I think that's always like a healthy just staple
to have.
Right.
Exactly.
Exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's about all the time we have for you guys. But do check out JeanandKate.com and try to scope out their line at the Flea or Haven's Kitchen. And let's look forward to whatever they come up with next in the coming year.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks again,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks, everyone at Heritage. We'll see you next week on Let's Eat In.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.